I'm Claire Armistead, and welcome to the Haycast Preview Programme. As we optimistically dig out our sun hats from the back of the cupboards, and just in case you understand, look out those wellies in the cellar, we know that come rain or shine, it's time for this year's Hay Festival. Here to guide us through the hundreds of events programmed this year are some of the editors, critics and writers from The Guardian who'll be at the festival with me. We have Sarah Crown, our books editor on guardian.co.uk, John Crace of Digested Read fame, or should that be infamy, John? Julia Eccleshare, children's books editor here at The Guardian, and Natalie Hanman from Comment is Free. So what are you packing?
I'm going to be bringing my now Twitter-enabled mobile phone because I feel that that's going to be the way that we're going to report from all the events this year.
You can tell that that's Love. Natalie who's from Comment is Free. Sarah?
Well, from my past experience of Hay, I think that the key thing to enjoying the festival is comfort, so I'll be packing boots and something very warm to wear over the top of my clothes because we've had a couple of cold ones in the past.
And John, will you be taking a flak jacket for all those authors you've offended?
I think that would be a good start, but also some Tamiflu, because I'm not sure that the swine flu epidemic is exactly over, and also my expenses forms.
But before we get out all our heavily starred Hay programmes, let's hear from the man who put it all together, Festival Director Peter Florence. Peter, what are your personal favourites?
Well, it's a mix, really, of being almost unable to speak. I'm so thrilled about the idea of Desmond Tutu coming to Hay. He's, I think you can sort of uncontroversially say, the world's most admired Christian. And the idea that Hay has been a bastion for many years of Dawkins, Hitchens, Grayling-eyed anti-theism, to the point at which it's become the orthodoxy, inevitably invites the possibility that you need to listen to the faith leaders and see what they have to contribute at the moment of any particular interest. The excitement for me in fictional terms, I think, is basically that it seems to be that there's a new generation that's coming through now. And there's a bunch of women in their 30s and 40s who are just absolutely at the top of their game. And of all of them, that whole generation, which includes Sarah Waters and Zoe Heller and Monica Ali, the one, I think, who completely blows me away, particularly with her book, which we're previewing here, is MJ Hyland, who I think is one of the most extraordinary novelists alive, actually. And the idea that we can have both her and Rose Tremaine, who I would make a fairly strong argument as being, you know, the most diverse and gifted fiction writer alive in Britain. You know, the two of them, as a sort of a double header at either end of the festival, I think are very exciting.
Quite a lot of women, interestingly.
Yeah, I mean, thrillingly. It does, I think, invite the very reasonable suggestion that it's it's about bloody time.
Peter, you've said this year's programme is investing in pleasure and ramping up on ideas and stories. What does that mean exactly?
Well, the ramping up on ideas thing is that there can only be two responses to, you know, the economic crisis. One is to take it full on, and the other is to cast it aside and just have a good time despite it. And we want to try and do both. What's fascinating is that all the economic events at the festival, from, you know, Howard Davis and Danny Quah to Vince Cable to Amartya Sen, the Nobel laureate, are all full. People really want more than, you know, a glib 3 minutes on the telly to analyse what on earth the problems and possibilities are. Equally, the escapist nature of the festival, the comedy, the dancing, is also all sold out because people, I think, just want to be fed up with being depressed and have a good time. So I think that the idea that you can actually gain in these times from live events is quite a strong one.
Now, moving on to entertainment, tell us a bit about what people are going to do to relax afterwards.
Well, you know, we've been very lucky this year because we've got the most extraordinary roster of comedians. You know, I always think Irish comedians would lift any festival. And we have Dara O'Brien and Dylan Moran, who are my two favourite stand-ups. But equally, there are some fantastic, really fantastic musicians coming this year. You know, my huge delight at Desmond Tutu is mirrored pretty much exactly by the idea that Hugh Masekela, after 20 years of asking, is finally coming to play in Hay. And on the Thursday night, the 28th, we have a really extraordinary concert. It's 50 years since the release of what is fairly widely held to be the greatest jazz album of all time, which is the Miles Davis, Bill Evans kind of blue recording. Mm. And the drummer on that record, Jimmy Cobb, is still alive and gigging and is coming with his So What band to come and play a 50th anniversary tribute to that extraordinary moment in the history of jazz.
Now, this is all very well, but what happens if I haven't booked my tickets yet? Will I be able to get into all these wonderful things, or have they already gone?
Well, it's pretty full, but there is always space. We keep back 100 tickets for everything to sell on the day. And the joy of Hay is that you can also, of course, catch up with it through you guys, through Sky, through the internet, where we're podcasting a lot of the events ourselves.
Peter Florence there. So let's turn first to literature, never forgetting that this is first and foremost a books festival. Sarah, is it a strong year?
Yes, it is a strong year. I think something that I'll be really looking forward to is hearing from Caroline Duffy, who's the new Poet Laureate, obviously, and Ruth Purdell, who was elected this week in the midst of some controversy as the new Oxford Professor for Poetry. And they're both going to be talking during the week. Caroline's talking to Gillian Clark, who's the National Poet for Wales. So that should be a really interesting conversation. And Ruth Purdell's talking on Tuesday. And I think that that's bound to be fairly interesting too, certainly one to go along to if you've been following the events of the last week.
What about novels, fiction?
Well, the second weekend is the big weekend for fiction. And I think actually the event that I'm looking forward to most is one of yours, Claire, with Sarah Waters, when she's launching her new novel, The Little Stranger, which should be really interesting, I think. I gather you've read some of it, haven't you?
I have. I certainly have. But I'm not giving anything away.
Well, I think that's probably the one that I'm looking forward to most.
And Sarah will actually also be in our very first Haycast, so watch this spot. John, are there going to be any authors you're going to be hiding from?
Well, I imagine I'll be trying to avoid David Aronovich, though that's something I try to do at the best of times anyway. Jeff Dyer. Apparently I have upset him, and that's a bit of a first because he's one of the few authors that I haven't intentionally been rude to, but apparently he's taken offence. But if he's around and like to make up, then I would be up for that. But otherwise, I'm generally quite keen to meet authors because they're a great deal more generous in spirit than I am, and they get the joke and we have a good laugh together.
Well, that's enough literary stuff for now, Ed. Natalie, will you run us through some of the events that will be of interest to you as Commenters Free Deputy Editor?
As Peter mentioned, the big name this year is Desmond Tutu. Obviously, he's going to be fascinating historically in terms of the role he played in South Africa's move from apartheid to democracy. But I'm also very interested in hearing his views on more recent politics there. He's been a very outspoken critic of Jacob Zuma and the ANC's record. More closer to home, the organisers, I'm sure, are happy to have booked Derek Draper. Ostensibly, he's talking about psychoanalysis, but I'm sure the audience will have some good questions for him on the Damien McBride affair. Nothing explicitly on expenses, but two politicians who are up, who I think can feel safe at not being heckled by the audience, are Ed Miliband and Vince Cable.
And Nat, obviously the world has changed a lot since this time last year, and a lot of that is economic. Run us through some of the economic events that are going to come up.
Well, you've got all the big names that you'd like to see. The BBC pin-up Robert Peston, Cable, of course, and Amiata Sen, a Nobel laureate, who I think has some really exciting and interesting things to say on gender and development in terms of the economy.
Well, that's a lot of serious stuff. What about the evenings when everybody's had a chance to unwind a bit? What sort of fun is there on offer? John?
Well, Hay has become a sort of Edinburgh festival in disguise, and all the sort of great and the good from Radio 4 will be there. Andy Hamilton, Sandy Toksvig, Dave Gorman, Frank Skinner. I mean, some of it may feel a wee bit safe in some ways. I mean, Marcus Brigstock is doing an analysis of the news every day, and he's not everyone's cup of tea.
Sarah, is there anything you're particularly looking forward to?
Well, I've got to say, by the evening, generally speaking, I'm looking forward to going to the pub. And there are lots of nice pubs in Hay, so I expect that's where I'll be spending my evenings with a bit of luck.
Julia, talk us through some of the highlights of Hay Fever, the children's festival.
Well, it's a non-stop party, really, this year, because it starts with the Gruffalo's 10th birthday. I mean, one of the things about children's books is this sort of long-term life they have, as well as the immediate. So 10 years of the Gruffalo is to be celebrated at the beginning. But then, as if that's not enough, we're going to end with 40 years of the Very Hungry Caterpillar. So there's a lot of celebration, as well as a lot of very serious contributions. And there's also a great deal of creativity. And I think the thing that I find exciting about this festival is that there are lots of opportunities for the children themselves to do writing, to do interviewing authors, to take a very active part. So this isn't a passive children's festival in any sense. The difficulty is that the pool of children's authors is, in a sense, much smaller to draw on than the pool of adult authors. So you tend at festivals to get the same big names. You get Michael Morpurgo, you get Anthony Horowitz, you get Jacqueline Wilson. So what's clever is to then use them in different ways. And I think, as I say, the creativity of children's engagement is what's going to make this Hay very special.
And we'll also be launching our own children's fiction prize at the festival.
Yeah, we will. And last year we had these events which were just billed as come and hear somebody on the long list. And it was absolutely fantastic. And we're going to replicate that this year. Because what you get is a lot of people who just want to hear how writing is done. In a sense, it's not the fame of the author. It's about the process. Because I think a lot of people come to Hay partly because, this is the adults, they want to know about writing. And I think writing a children's books is something that a lot of people there are interested in.
And we also launch a young critics competition. So for children who want to come along and take part, this is a very good place to come and get the gen on it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the way of them being first introduced to it. It gets launched there and they get the leaflet which tells them what they have to do. And also they get the opportunity to hear some of the authors who are on the long list and to buy the books.
Apart from the official festival, there is a thriving fringe that has grown up at Hay. It's called How the Light Gets In and it takes place at the Globe. Sarah, is there anything that appeals to you in this?
Yes, actually, the Fringe Festival started in Hay about a handful of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And in fact, one of my favourite Hay memories of all time was from the Fringe Festival when I saw Anne Stevenson reading in the Poetry Bookshop a few years ago, which was absolutely lovely. But it has, as you say, changed quite a lot since then. And its current incarnation is this philosophy festival called How the Light Gets In, which is being held in the Globe at Hay, which is an old Methodist chapel.
With music. It's philosophy and music.
Yes,
do they
it
go
is.
Together?
I guess we'll find out. It's philosophy in the daytime. And by philosophy, they don't... there are philosophers present, but actually what they're doing is engaging very closely with some of the stuff that the festival itself is engaging with. And so the theme of the Fringe this year is Crunch, Values and Beliefs in a New Era. So they have lots of really good speakers, among whom are A.C. Grayley and Julian Baggini and Will Hutton, who are talking over, you know, the events that we've seen unfolding over the last 12 months or so. So I think it looks really interesting.
Will you be rushing down to the Globe, John?
I think it looks a wee bit heavy for me, to be honest. I mean, my idea of a Fringe Festival is light relief from elsewhere. Well, and this looks like much heavier than anything you're going to find on the main event.
They do have on the Saturday morning a workshop session on 40 Years of the Very Hungry Caterpillar. So that might be maybe a bit more your speed.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's enough previewing. We'll all be up at the festival in force as usual. I'll be taking a brief break from my Book of the Week interview to Haycast You Every Day along with Sarah, John and Natalie. Briefly, who are you all most excited about interviewing at Hay?
I'm very much looking forward to interviewing Sandy Toksvig, actually, because she's normally on the other foot. She's normally the person presenting the programme, asking the questions, etc. And I'm quite interested to see what happens when the roles are reversed.
Are you expecting to be mean to her, John?
No, I'm expecting to be very nice to her because I'm a bit scared of her.
And how about you, Nat? Who are you looking forward to talking to for the Haycast?
I can't wait to talk to Kate AD. I'm really looking forward to getting her view on all the conflicts that are raging around the world at the moment.
Well, of course, as well as the Daily Haycast, there will be videos, blogs, news and reviews on the Guardian website. Charlotte Higgins will write a daily diary in the paper. And on Tuesday, May the 26th, we're dedicating the whole of G2 to the festival. So until Saturday, goodbye from all of us.